BBC News with David Austin. President Vladimir Putin has declared the 2014 Winter Olympics open at a spectacular ceremony in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi.
22-е зимние олимпийские игры в Сочи объявляю открытыми.
A series of Russian sporting greats carried the Olympic torch to its final destination, where the flame was lit by the former ice hockey goalkeeper Vladislav Tretiak and the former figure skater Irina Rodnina. A barrage of fireworks followed. Earlier, the audience was led through a colourful celebration of Russia's history and contributions to the world. Over the next 16 days, nearly 3,000 athletes will compete in 98 different events at the Games. The president of the Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, wished the athletes well.
From this moment on, you're not only the best, you are Olympic athletes. You will inspire us with your outstanding sports performances. You have come here for sport. You have come here with your Olympic dream. The International Olympic Committee wants your Olympic dream to come true.
Thomas Bach. A Ukrainian man has been detained at an Istanbul airport after he tried to hijack a Turkish plane and divert it to Sochi. The plane was on its way from the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv to Istanbul when the man, apparently under the influence of alcohol, claimed that there was a bomb on board. Turkish Cypriots say they've agreed to renew talks with their Greek Cypriot counterparts aimed at reuniting the divided island. The Turkish Cypriot leadership said that negotiations were expected to resume next week. Cyprus has been divided since 1974. More than 80 vulnerable people have been evacuated from rebel-held areas in the besieged Syrian city of Homs. Under a ceasefire deal with the government, several hundred women, children and elderly people are expected to be escorted out of the area. Jim Muir has this report.
Looking weary and worn, the mainly elderly men and women who were first to leave the embattled old quarter of Homs were kept well away from the press. Altogether, there were 3 busloads of evacuees. The total number for the day was well below the 200 that was initially expected. Day 2 of this operation will see the focus shift in the other direction, getting relief supplies into the rebel-held quarter. Relief officials see that as the real challenge, given government reluctance to see aid going to enemy areas.
Jim Muir, World News from the BBC. There have been protests in the Bosnian capital Sarajevo and in other towns of the country amid spreading unrest over unemployment and economic hardship. Protesters in Sarajevo set fire to a government building, and smoke was also seen coming from the presidency building. Police fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the demonstrators. Guy Delorme reports from Belgrade.
Frustration has been simmering for a long time, and now it's finally boiled over. More than anything else, this seems to be a reaction to years of inertia and incompetence. They're furious about the state of Bosnia's economy. The prosperous future they hoped for after the conflict of the 90s never arrived, and it seems like nobody's listening.
A construction worker has been killed in Brazil in an accident at a stadium being built for the Football World Cup, which begins in June. The man was hit on the head while dismantling a crane outside the stadium in the northern city of Manaus. He's the 3rd construction worker to die at the venue. The president of Kazakhstan has offered to rename his country to Kazakh Yeli, or Land of the Kazakhs. He said that Kazakhstan was often associated with other poorer states in the region because their names shared the same ending. Steve Rosenberg has this report.
This week, President Nursultan Nazarbayev stated what we all know, really, that the word Kazakhstan ends in Stan, just like so many other countries in the region, from Tajikistan to Turkmenistan and Afghanistan, but not Mongolia, the president added rather enviously. That nation doesn't have the suffix Stan, and yet foreigners, he said, are so interested in Mongolia. So, to stand out from all the stands, the president is proposing a name change.
Steve Rosenberg reporting. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.